which has been made on the lowest paid servants in his administration, the non-European labourers. With regard to the injured on duty, why does the minister deprive people injured in his employ of the pay to which they are entitled unless they remain injured for 7 days or more? The other saving, which I wish to comment upon, is the reduction in the pay of the non-European labourers. These labourers are the smallest wage earners in the whole of the railway service, and this reduction shows a calm, calculated, inhuman, and unsympathetic attitude of which the minister ought to be abjectly ashamed. Close quote. There were two more debates held in the House of Assembly on the 14th of April and the 9th of May 1932, which affected the treatment of native workers under the Native Service Contract Bill. It is difficult when reading the speeches some 9 decades later that such views could be expressed by elected members of the governing Afrikaner National Party. Speeches condemning the measure were made by honorary members Close, Eaton, Coulter, and Bowen, who were members of the opposition South African Party. They were particularly critical of the derogatory attitude shown to black native workers by two members of the governing National Party. It may be mentioned that these two members represented rural constituencies, where Afrikaner nationalism thrived, and are sometimes dismissively referred to as the backveld, or backfields, the back of beyond. Mr. Close, constituency of Mowbray, South African Party. Quote, I move to omit the clause. I wish to emphasize the main points of objection to this clause. We have here the introduction in this act of a punishment of whipping a native for a matter which is nothing more than a contravention of a civil contract. The principle is so vicious, so naturally bad, that one would imagine that every person in this house would be against such a proposal. We consider this punishment for such an offence as degrading. This is the kind of attitude we might have expected in the old days from people of the Judge Jeffreys type. The natives are the underdogs, and they can be thrashed into submission. We have heard the honourable member for Swartruggens telling us of the happy days when he gave them 25 lashes without counting. Close quote. Mr. Verster, constituency Swartruggens, National Party. Quote, they deserved it. I am one of those backfelders of whom the honourable member speaks with such great contempt. Those same backfelders know how to deal with natives. We do not place them on a footing of equality with ourselves. We keep them in their places. Something we certainly do not do is to shake hands with them. Close quote. Mr. Eaton, constituency Durban County, South African Party. Quote, Natal views with abhorrence a clause of this kind. Natal is a province with civilized ideas, liberal ideas, and ideas of generosity in the administration of native affairs. Natal has not yet descended to the level that it will agree to whipping of natives and to turning natives by force of law into serfs. This measure does a grave injustice to the natives of the Union and casts a serious reflection on the European inhabitants of this country. Close quote. Mr. Coulter, constituency Cape Town Gardens, South African Party. Quote, as to the reasonable wants and wishes of the coloured races of South Africa, are we justified in passing this clause embodying this vicious principle? I hope a continuous, strong, and determined protest will be made. Close quote. Mr. A. S. Nordier, constituency Wakkerstroom, National Party. Quote,